Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're certainly glad you're here. And if you're returning to this podcast, if you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. Again, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast, just to let you know a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come here, that's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let someone know we're here. Tell them where we are. Help them find the podcast. And if you want to communicate with us, because when you come to this podcast, the segments, the episodes of this podcast build on each other. We suggest that you go to the podcast library, read the titles, read the brief description box, and listen as often as you want to each one. And if you have a comment, something you'd like to say to us, something you'd like to share with us, because when we hear from you, it encourages us. We have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Share if you know something that you've not seen in the library or heard through listening that you know would encourage us, let us know. Or if there's something that you don't necessarily agree with, let us know. Also, if you need to talk to us, if you need prayer, we have access to conference lines. If you email us and let us know a good time to communicate with you, we will set that up. We can work it through. We can set it all up, and we can all just continue to enjoy our absolute highest quality of life, because that is our intention. I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I can make some comparisons. So I want to hear from you. Let us know. Email us. Also, with technology improving on a daily basis, you can now leave a comment. You can give us a reference. You can recommend us. Just let someone else know that we're here, just like you found the podcast. Also, we want to let you know what we stand on. Here, we believe in God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a tool that we use because we don't want you to take our word for everything. Even though what I'm sharing with you is from personal experience, not what someone told me, just based on personal experience, things that I've experienced myself, and I'm sharing them with you. I read the Bible, and there's a tool I use called BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find a number of translations of the Bible. Just pick the one that's easiest for you to read. And now, because technology is changing, they also have an Audible section, I believe. Some sections that can be read to you. So, whatever the need is to learn more pertaining to a more mature persuasion pertaining to a higher quality of life, we want you to just communicate with us. Let us know. So, as I said, we believe in God here. It's our choice. We base everything we do on the written word of God. That's why we suggest that you read the Bible for yourself. So if you ever want the scriptures, if you hear something, you want the scriptures, just let us know. Now, in seeking the Lord to find out what we should share with you this week, I believe the Lord said in His image, He wants you to know that you are made in His image. His image. You are an individual expression of God. We are individual expressions. We are made in His reflection. In the scripture, it tells us that God formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in us. So we each have God's breath in us, every human being. And I know some will say, well, what about the animals? They have breath. Yes, but they were not made in God's image like we were. We were made in His representation. We were made in His likeness. It tells us in another place that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So if you really want to know who you are, what your capability is, find out more about who Jesus is. If you really want to know, and what some say, possess your possessions in this earth realm, find out what Jesus possessed, because He died for us on the cross. His blood was shed for us. It was for our divine health, our divine wholeness, and our divine healing. It was. It's a new covenant. He made a covenant with us. We have a blood-bought right to some things. There was a divine exchange on that cross. And if you don't really recognize the things that I'm talking about, or maybe you do recognize it, then you need to know more about what belongs to you. It's like being wealthy, rich, having money set aside for you, having resources set aside for you, yet you don't have access to them because you don't know where they are or how to get to them, how to gain access. You are an individual expression of God, made in God's image. You are a visual expression of God. In His word, He also tells us that it's not your strength, but it is of God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work. That is strengthening you, energizing you, creating in you a longing and an ability to fulfill your purpose. You have a purpose in this earth realm that God has personally designed you for, breathe life into you for. And every day that you arise, every morning that you come to consciousness, you are to know you have been sustained and God has said yes to your day. Whatever you didn't get accomplished yesterday, focused with your mind stayed on Jesus, who's strengthening you with strength in your inner man, you have another opportunity today to get it accomplished. All you have to do is focus. Our Lord God has told us in His word, first of all, that we can trust Him, that He's faithful to us. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in, you are not alone. No matter how it looks, what you have to do, though, is find out who you are in Christ. You need to understand more about your divine connection. You need to understand more about what Jesus' death on the cross purchased for you. How to receive it. What we're talking about when we say now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What we're talking about when we say no matter how it seems, how you're feeling in your body, you can obtain a good report. Obtain it. You can learn how to obtain a good report. You can do that. You have that ability. But it's impossible for you to do those things without faith. Faith. You have to have faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So with faith, that provides you the evidence of what you can't see. What's in your heart, God has allowed. He's allowed. What's in your heart can be accomplished. God has allowed it. He will do the work through you. He's faithful. Every day, you're never alone. As you mature, and I told you, I explained, I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. When you get to the season of life where I am now, you need to know that you're not alone. You need to learn how to go within, receive what you need, your divine benefit, your divine strength from God. Because God truly does know you. He truly does know exactly how you feel. You need to know at some point in life, as you mature, what he paid for on the cross, that the nail prints in his hands, the scars in his hands, are your receipt, your title deed to all of your benefits, to all of your resources that God intended for you. You need to learn what his original intention is for you, which is only good. That's why if you come to this podcast, you go to the library, read the titles of the episodes, then read the description box, whatever need you have. If you go there, if you listen to that, it's going to point you in the direction that will be helpful to you. Point you in a direction where you can be encouraged. And there's some days you're going to find as you walk through this earth realm that you have more power than others. No 2 days are exactly the same. And it's not so much that you're up and down as you just need more light. You're going to have night seasons. Seasons when you don't understand everything. You're going to have those times in your life. And it can take on over a time period. Sometimes it can seem like a long time. But you don't have to worry about time. Because there's another place in the Bible where the Lord lets us know. He made the first day. He's the Lord of time and space. So if you need more time, all you have to do is go to the Lord and talk to him, communicate with him, explain to him exactly how you feel about whatever the circumstance or the situation is. He already knows. He already knows. He knows when you need help. He just wants you to cry out to him so he can help you. And the more you learn to cry out to him, the more you learn to empty out your heart to him, you're actually doing what he said. Casting every care on him because he cares for you. He don't want you to walk around with all those cares. He wants you to give them to him. He wants you to, when you're telling him what you need, you're talking it through. And when you learn to recognize his hand and how he works in various situations, when you learn to recognize and receive the strength from the inner strength that he provides for you, you'll learn how to cast those cares quicker. You'll learn that you don't have to carry that. You don't learn that you have to be worried. In another place in his word, he lets us know he's taken all of our pain, all of our shame, all of our sorrow. Well, you could say sometimes that you don't understand how to do something. In another place in his word, he said he's become for us wisdom, which means we have access to the Christ mind. We have access. He is our Abba Father God. Once we accept him, give him permission to come in and shepherd our lives, he said we can trust in him with all of our heart. We can lean not to our own understanding, how we think it ought to be. We can acknowledge him in all of our ways. He has promised he will direct our paths. If you find yourself in a low place known as a valley, when you don't understand because you're in a night season, you can acknowledge God. You can. You can trust his faithfulness. on days when you don't even feel like you could be trustworthy or you can be whatever. You can learn how to recognize the lies of the enemy, because there is an adversary. And the Lord tells us that that adversary comes to steal from you, to kill you, and destroy you if possible. But the possibility only comes because you need to yield, you need to search for, you need to seek out some divine help. So, you're made in the image of God. All God wants us to learn to do is how to rest in Him, how to give every care to Him, how to cast every care to Him. Don't try to worry it through. Worry doesn't change anything. Give it to Him. He'll strengthen us. He'll show us what to do. We can possess our possessions. We have a covenant. When He shed His blood, He became our nail fastened in a sure place. We just have to believe Him according to our faith, be it unto us. We have to learn how to receive from Him. Whatever we are not, God is. You just need some strength. You just need some more knowledge. You just need some more light on the subject so you can see better. That's all. You need to know more about who you are and who lives within you, who lives through you, who can give you the power that you need for your purpose, who really will do all the heavy lifting for you and sit with you until you can learn. You can learn how to relinquish all the lies that you're told about yourself, things that were said about you, things that are said about you, things that the enemy, the adversary, wants you to believe. You can relinquish every lie. You can learn to recognize a lie, call on the name of Jesus, and commit to it, and say, I relinquish all lies about you. You can learn the truth about who you are, the truth of your being. You can learn that. You can. And learn that you were prayed for years ago, and that the Lord is still, the Lord Jesus Christ is here. Anything that was against you was been nailed to His tree, has been satisfied. The wrath of God has been satisfied. When you receive Jesus Christ, you get all of Him, not just part. You get all of Him, everything you need. You become complete. Then you just have to do the walkthrough, learn about who you are, recognize that you're made in His image. Learn how to rest in confidence in His immutable word that He has said no one can reverse. No one can mute it out. No one can stop it. But you have to desire it. You have to make a decision. And then you can learn how to enjoy. You can learn to understand what your divine connection is, who you are. Well, I hope I've said something that would encourage you. I want to hear from you. God bless.